Welcome to Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. A new study has identified elevated glucose levels in patients as one factor in the recurrence of adenomatous polyps. These are benign polyps that can lead to colorectal cancer. The four-year study followed 715 patients who had a polyp removed. University of Minnesota epidemiologist Andrew Flood, one of the study's authors, has more.
We found that over the next 4 years, the people who had highest glucose concentrations at the baseline were 50% more likely to have an adenomatous polyp recur in those 4 years. And even more importantly, there was about a 2.5-fold increased risk of having an advanced adenoma recur in those 4 years. And those advanced adenomas are the ones that are most likely to progress to cancer.
Because of these results, Flood says that people who have had a polyp removed should carefully regulate their glucose levels.
Get your glucose concentration measured. If you have elevated glucose, and the levels of glucose in this study that were elevated were actually not that high. The cut point for our high group was 100 milligrams per deciliter, which is right at the border of what we call impaired fasting glucose. So even people who have just slightly impaired fasting glucose need to consider very carefully how they might want to regulate their glucose in the future.
With another Public Health Moment, I'm John Finnegan.